Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, going to be plenty of sunshine once again. We'll have a high of about 55 degrees. It's 30 right now in Kenosha, 23 in Burlington, Milwaukee is at 33, and it's 34 degrees in Racine. Additional restructuring activities designed to further reduce expenses, including wage reductions, even layoffs, announced by Twin Disc of Racine yesterday. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The changes are the result of what officials say are challenging global market conditions in the company's oil and gas, global pleasure craft, and Asian commercial marine markets. Twin Disc estimates the changes will result in about $4.3 million in savings, in addition to the $6 million announced in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2015. The adjustments include a reduction in base salaries of the company's corporate officers and in the salaries and wages of salaried and hourly employees, the elimination of 15 salaried positions, and temporary layoffs in Racine. The company also plans to reduce marketing, travel, and professional service expenses. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
City of Racine is getting closer to finalizing a new policy on sick leave for employees that will change the current payout on half the maximum 140 days accumulated upon retirement. Finance and Personnel Committee talked about it last evening. City Attorney Scott Letney saying the proposal to begin January 1st would start with a bank of 30 sick days, but would also have an extended sick leave account of 150 days.
So the way it would work is you build up 30 days, and if at any 1 month you're at 31 days, one day dumps over into your extended sick leave bank. And that just keeps happening every day. Every month you're over 31 days, one day dumps over. And theoretically, eventually, you'll have up to 150 days in that additional account.
He again said this would not apply to police and fire. The proposal's been deferred for 2 weeks for more consideration to the city's technology office on the ability to track everything. Wisconsin prison guards have dropped their lawsuit against the state over a pay issue. 14 guards were involved. They claim they should be paid as soon as they check in with their supervisors and pick up their equipment to start their work shift, not when they physically reach their assigned locations. A Dane County judge previously accepted their request for class action or rejected it for class action status, which meant thousands of correctional officers across the state could have been included. The attorney for the guards telling JS Online it would have been too costly for them to sue separately. Whether the city of Milwaukee can require its police and firefighters to reside within its borders, that'll be up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide. City's longstanding residency rule targeted by the state legislature with the 2013-15 budget provision that preempted any local residency rule stricter than requiring police and firefighters to live within 15 miles of their city's border. State law was upheld by a Milwaukee County judge. Months later, the Court of Appeals sided with the city's position. State's high court will apparently now have the final say. S.C. Johnson doling out a couple of big grants to the village of Mount Pleasant to help the police and fire departments, and last night the village board gratefully accepted them. Companies giving the village $75,000 in each of the next 5 years, with an increase of 3% each year to fund a police officer for the new COP house on Mead Street. Captain Brian Smith says this new first-year officer will be available for duty not only at the COP house, but also on patrol in the east end of the village.
Over the six-year period, there will probably be a cost of about $10,000. Early in the grant period, it'll actually cover itself and we'll be ahead of the game a little bit. At the tail end of it, it'll actually cost about $2,000 a year. But then again, we got a fully trained officer. He's going to be working on the road as well as covering COP, and hopefully it'll benefit with us having less overtime costs as well.
S.C. Johnson also donating $324,000 to the South Shore Fire Department to buy 54 sets of breathing apparatus to deal with the equipment that is now, according to the fire chief, nearing the end of its useful life. Village President Jerry Garski calling it a great week, noting S.C. Johnson had also announced it was going to be moving employees to the Sealed Air Building, bringing that facility back to life. A traffic crash in South Milwaukee blamed for causing a gas leak. Police indicate the driver accidentally stepped at the accelerator and smashed the vehicle into a house, broke a gas line in the process, forced the evacuation of that home and several others in the immediate area for roughly 90 minutes. The driver suffering that is only some minor injuries. And there will be traffic issues related to the Republican presidential debate tonight in Milwaukee. Downtown specifically is where we're talking about. Starting at noon, Kilbourne Avenue and State Street from 4th to 6th Streets going to be closed to traffic, and access to the Milwaukee Theater and UWM Panther Arena, plus the adjacent sidewalks. That'll all be restricted to those who have tickets to the sold-out debate. One road project in the city of Racine is done, and another will be very soon. Assistant DPW Commissioner and City Engineer John Rooney says redoing the pavement on Marquette Street between Douglas Avenue and Hamilton Street after a big storm sewer project that was completed Monday. Taylor Avenue between 16th Street and the Workforce Development Center, which also involves some sewer work and a total rebuild of the roadway, that is targeted for completion 1 week from today. That project to also realign what had been a multifaceted intersection at 17th Street. Caledonia's Finance Committee recently recommended the full village board consider covered recycling carts to replace the hard plastic open bins that are now in use, and the board has it on the agenda for next Monday night. Administrator Tom Christensen indicates the 96-gallon carts through John's Recycling, the village's solid waste contractor, would be a $6 charge on yearly tax bills, the goal to have them by next spring. City of Racine might be among the last communities in the state to raise clerk fees in municipal court from $28 to $38. That is what will apparently happen in less than 2 months. Municipal Court Judge Mark Nielsen making his case before the Finance and Personnel Committee, noting that the legislature allowed this increase in what are commonly called court costs.
As the statute is written, actually I believe I can increase the costs just sort of by ordering it, but it doesn't do any good because the bond book that is used to tell people how much their fine is has to be changed only with the consent of the city council. And so if I did that, then all these fines that people were paying would be short $10 and we'd have to send them bills.
Judge Nielsen noting the increase would be for all traffic and non-traffic items on the bond schedule. The recommended fee increase includes a January 1st date for implementation in Racine Municipal Court. The Milwaukee County Board approves a 2016 budget that calls for a property tax levy to increase 1.4% or $4 million. 14-3, the final vote on that $1.374 billion budget in Milwaukee County. And tonight, the Racine County Board, which last week unanimously approved its 2016 budget, will be deciding on the levy to go with it. The overall countywide levy as initially proposed, no increase. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.